On his first full day in office, President Biden is signing more directives, including one calling on agencies to use the Defense Production Act to boost supplies of medical equipment, COVID-19 tests, and vaccines. A year ago yesterday, the first case of COVID-19 in the U.S. was diagnosed in Washington State. Since then, more than 400,000 people here have died from it. We're going to start this hour with Dr. Michael Osterholm, infectious disease expert at the University of Minnesota, also part of Biden's Coronavirus Advisory Board, and someone who would have the right to say, I told you so. Doctor, didn't you write a paper a year ago this week based on what you were watching in Wuhan, China, and predicting a pandemic?
Well, I did. I put out a document on January 20th, 2020, saying that this would caused the next pandemic and that we had to be doing everything we could to prepare for it.
Yeah. Well, sadly, people said it would disappear. It did not. Bring us up to date. A week ago, it was discovered there was no stockpile of vaccines as thought. Now it's being reported that President Biden's team says there's no vaccine distribution plan from the Trump administration. Is that true? And if so, can President Biden carry out his promise of 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days?
Well, first of all, it is true. There is no plan or was no plan by the Trump administration in terms of distribution, how to actually talk to the public about these vaccines and educate them about why they're so important to their health. The issue, however, is what can we do going forward? And yesterday, the White House issued a national strategy for COVID-19 response and pandemic preparedness, which has seven major goals, which is the plan that we've all been looking for the last year. While it doesn't go into the drill down into the detail that we can talk about in terms of how we're going to achieve those 100 million doses of vaccine in the next 100 days, I do think as much as it's aspirational, it's very doable. And I commend the administration for taking on this this goal.
Yeah. And where are we? Case counts are declining in nearly every state. But we also heard Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN repeat this morning that the next few weeks would be very dark and critical. So have we peaked? Have we yet to peak? And what about the new variant? You know, that it makes it more contagious. Where are we?
I think we're simply in the most dangerous part of the pandemic. I think the next 6 to 14 weeks could be the darkest days. What we've done is we've watched our case numbers basically continue to hit a peak and then come down, hit a peak and then come down. And each time the peaks get higher and each time the coming down doesn't get nearly as low. Right now we're at about 185,000 cases reported per day. You know, we were earlier in the month up to 300,000 cases. But if this new variant, the B117 variant from the UK, takes off as we think it surely could, we could be looking back at a day in the near future where 300,000 cases a day doesn't seem all that bad. That's a very chilling thought, but I think that's exactly where we're at.
So it sounds like one of the most important things President Biden is doing is his mandate that everyone wear masks on federal land, just sending out the signal. I mean, we saw so many masks. You couldn't even tell who people were at the inauguration. Masks, it sounds like it's still the byword.
It is. I mean, the point being is the vaccines are critical, but they are surely not going to save us from this next round of increased cases should this new variant take off. You know, if we vaccinate the 100 million doses into people in this country, that still only protect about 14% of us. You should wear a mask. At the same time, distancing is going to be the ultimate and most important activity we can do. And we've hit a country right now that has severe pandemic fatigue, pandemic anger. Unfortunately, that all contributes to why these could be the darkest days of the pandemic going ahead, with a much more infectious virus and a population that is, and unfortunately, in far too many areas, done with doing what they would need to do for this pandemic.
Right. Just briefly, Dr. Osterholm, yesterday, President Biden called for a moment of prayer for the over 400,000 Americans dead. I think that's the first time we've had that kind of a solemn recognition. I just wondered your thoughts at that moment.
Well, for those of us who have been working in this area, I don't think there was one of us that had a dry eye at that moment. It was solemn. It was right. And most of all, it gave us the understanding of just what this pandemic has done. You know, we've tried to address this pandemic over the course of recent months with vaccine, and it sure makes sense, but we have not explored our soul. So yesterday was a recognition of that, and it spoke much more loudly than just a virus. It spoke to the very heart and soul of who we are as a country.
Dr. Michael Osterholm of the University of Minnesota and President Biden's Coronavirus Advisory Board, thank you.
Thank you.